Good morning, and welcome to Park Avenue Congregational Church. I am Dave Morissette, one of the deacons here. It is my privilege and pleasure to gather here with you, whether in the sanctuary or online, as we prepare to worship God together. Pastor Lear is taking a much-deserved vacation this week. Today, we will enjoy a hymn sing, especially thanks to the efforts of Andy Hart and Linda Cohn. A few announcements before we begin. The first is a reminder that our services are broadcast live on Zoom and Facebook Live and available later on the website. If you would like to stay off camera, please sit behind the camera in row 5. If you would like to participate in all ages together a little later in the service, you can sit up front on the cushions in front of the front pew. Please take a moment to sign the small clipboards that you will find on the inside aisle so that we can greet one another by name. You can update your contact information or let us know if you would like more information about any of the ministries at Park Ave. We invite you to join us for summer coffee hour after worship. If you can take your beverage outside, that would be great. We can socialize and fellowship with a little more fresh air. Next Sunday, September 11th, is Regathering Sunday, when we begin a new church year. On Regathering Sunday, we'll have an extra special coffee hour outside with more tables and chairs and lots of goodies. We will miss the potluck, but many of us just aren't ready to be inside for full meals yet. If you can supply a baked good or treat for the event, it would be greatly appreciated. Please let our fellowship deacon, Hong Chin, know what you can bring. His contact information is in the bulletin. Please note that beginning next Sunday, masks are strongly encouraged, but not required. We ask that you stay home if you are feeling ill and join us online. If you would like to be a Sunday school teacher, please reach out to Andy Hart. Town Day is coming up on Saturday, September 17th, and we are still in need of some volunteers. If you would like to help set up or take down, or if you're able to work a shift or two at the booth, that would be great, as we still need some people to cover the shifts. Please see Betty Rich, one of our membership deacons, after the service. She will be in the narthex with a clipboard. Please be on the lookout for further communications about Town Day. The first chancel choir rehearsal of the season is this Thursday at 7:30. See Jeffrey Brody if you have any questions. If you would like to be an usher or a liturgist for a future service, please see me or Bonnie Hainer after service. For those joining online, please note that the camera controller we were using malfunctioned. We have a temporary but not ideal solution. We hope to have this resolved soon. Before we begin our worship service, let's take a moment to say our why statement together, which you can find at the top of the bulletin. We come to Park Ave to practice deep and fulfilling connection with God and each other so that we can live as true neighbors, belonging to and caring for others as our own.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin. Come, all who labor and are weary. Come, all who are ready to roll up their sleeves and do the hard work of kingdom building. Let us praise the God who gives both rest and work as gifts to be honored and celebrated. Please join me in reading the prayer of invocation. Worker God, whose hands built the earth, molded our bodies, and sewed the stars across the sky, we gather in your presence this morning to sing your praises. Strengthen our hearts and hands to work with you in the building of a world where all workers are valued, where those who clean houses are also able to buy houses to live in, where those who grow food can also afford to eat their fill, where those who serve and teach and care for others are themselves served and supported and cared for. In your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see everyone that is here, and welcome to young and old who are joining us online as well. Normally, I would call people up who feel young or young at heart to sit up here, but I don't want anybody to feel all alone. But if you'd like to come on up, come on up. I think you came a couple of weeks ago when I wasn't here. Is that right? My name's Andy. What's your name?
Lila.
Leah, come on up. It's so nice to have you here. So you know what we're gonna talk about? You wanna sit on one of these cushions? Or you can sit up here with me? Either way. Okay, well anyway, welcome. Go ahead and have a seat. In Sunday school last week, we talked about chores. Do you have any chores that you do at home? Maybe not. Sometimes it takes, sometimes as we get a little older, we get little chores that we do around the house, right? Well, everybody got into it. They talked about all the things that they did. And then at the end of Sunday school, something that never happens happened. All the kids ran up to me and said, "What can I do to help you clean up?" I said, "Oh my goodness, we're going to talk about this every week." Anyway, and here we are, Labor Day is tomorrow. So all of the things that we're doing in church today, the hymns, the prayers, are all with the focus of our work in God's world. The other thing we talked about in Sunday school, we're going to talk about a little bit more today, is what parts of our bodies and ourselves do we use in our work? So I'm going to go off camera for a little while here. Sorry, Dave. But I'm going to give everybody, first I'm going to give you two of these. I'm going to give everybody two fuzzy sticks. Actually, you know what? If somebody wanted to volunteer to pass these out, that would be awesome. Wait a minute, I got to keep one for myself. Thanks, Bonnie. I thought what we could do with our fuzzy sticks is make a little person out of them to signify our hands, our eyes, our mouths, our hearts, our feet, our brains, all of the things that go into doing God's work in the world. So when you get your fuzzy stick, we're going to make these together. All right? Mine is, my demonstration is not very good, so I'm going to try again. All right, take your little fuzzy stick when you get it. Just take one of them, and the other one we can think about later. Okay, and fold it in half, all right? Okay, got it folded in half? And now, kind of twist it at the top. For you online, I don't know, these are not things that people generally have around the house anymore, but. What? All right, so see what I did? I just made the head. I just made the head by folding it in half and creating a little circle, all right? Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Yes, exactly right. Okay, now let's make the arms or the hands. Give it a twist. And then, this is kind of tricky. You're gonna kind of just fold out a couple of hands. They're gonna look like they're doing this, okay? Is everybody having fun? Here we go. You see how I made the little hands? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Now you can add your other one to make the legs if you want. All right. And now you've got these two pieces sticking out. So you can move those down. And poke out a couple little feet. This one came out much better than my first one. Okay. How about that, huh? I missed my calling. Okay. Anyway, it was a fun discussion last week, and I thought we could. And you know what you can do with your other paper, your other fuzzy stick? You can take it home and make something else that you feel like you use or you want to use in your daily heart, your daily life. It could be a heart or your outline of a hand or an outline of a foot. I would suggest an outline of a brain, but I think that would be hard. But anyway, have fun with your other fuzzy stick. And now, let's see. What I want everybody to kind of think about. Oh, there's a fish on Hong's. I love it. Let's all think together about what parts of our bodies we feel might be most connected to our work. Do you have a sense about that? No, you want me to help you with that? You can make the legs. Do you like to use your hands when you do art? Yeah? Yeah, you love art. Excellent. Do you use your feet when you run around the playground? Yeah, yeah. How about your mouth? Do you like to sing? Yeah, yeah. Anybody else want to raise their hand and tell me what part of themselves they think about most when they think about doing God's work? Oop. Oh, oh my goodness, you made the best one of all. That's fantastic. She just told me she loves art, so I'm glad we did this together. Okay, well, we talked about hand, we talked about foot, we talked about mouth, praising, right? Praising with song, right? Okay, so let's actually learn a quick song. This is super easy. We're just going to learn it on the fly. Let me find a G. All right, I'm going to sing it for you first. And then we're going to substitute some words. All right. Let my life praise you. Try that. Let my life praise you. Good, good. And then it says it again. Let my life praise you. Try it. Let my life praise you. And again, just like the beginning, let my life praise you. Try. Let my life praise you. And then at the end, let my life, O Lord, praise you. Let my life, O Lord, praise you. Good. All righty, now. I'm going to substitute a couple of words. We're going to sing, let my hands praise you. Let my mouth praise you. Let my heart praise you. Let my life praise you. Let's try that. Hands, mouth, heart, life. Here we go. Let my hands praise you. Let my mouth praise you. Let my heart praise you. Let my life, O Lord, praise you. How are you doing with the song? You want to sing with me? Here we go. We'll do. Here we go. Everybody can sing again. Here we go. Same thing. Let my hands praise you. Let my, what did I say? Mouth praise you. Let my heart praise you. And life. Let my life, O Lord, praise you. Beautiful. You did such a nice job and you were a good sport to be up here all by yourself. Do you want to take that with you? You want to take a couple more? You can play with in the pews. Let me see where they went. Oh, good, good. Thanks, Bonnie. Here, why don't you choose a couple more, and then you can play with them. All right. Thanks so much for being here and singing and enjoying the fuzzy sticks. Thank you all for joining in all ages together, and you can go sit back down again. Nice to meet you.
Now is the time that we bring our prayer concerns, both joys and concerns, before God. And our deacon of the month, Bonnie, will come around with the mic to hear if you have prayer concerns this morning. It looks like, Bonnie, we have a prayer concern from online. Uh-huh.
online world is quiet today, but I have two prayers. One is for all the kids starting school in the next few days in Arlington, and all the kids starting in various other places, that they have a good, safe year and get some learning and done in person, and all of the things that have been troubling them in the last few years seem to take a back seat. And then I also have prayers for the family of Wendy Walker Douglas, who is my friend in Scotland, who did pass away from breast cancer on Wednesday.
Cindy, that was Wendy. Yes.
This is Betty. I just wanted to tell everyone that my biopsy went really well last week, and there's probably nothing to worry about, but any prayers that can continue till I get the final results would be greatly appreciated.
Let us go together to God in prayer. Loving God, we thank you for this time together to connect with you and to worship with one another. We give you thanks for all that you have given us, for family and friends, for your beautiful creation, for this church community that we love. We remember all you have done for us in the past and all that you promise for the future. As the season changes and we leave behind carefree summer days and start back to school and work, we are all too aware that this is the third year that kids have started back to school with the threat of COVID. We pray for all the kids starting school this year, that they have a good, safe year in school with lots of learning. We continue to pray for an end to the pandemic and the suffering it has caused. We pray for all those who are still getting seriously ill with COVID, as well as for those who have their lives disrupted by needing to isolate even though their symptoms are mild. We are so grateful that the current situation is allowing us to do more of the activities we have missed and see the people we love. Help us all to continue to take precautions and make good decisions to keep each other safe. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. On this Labor Day weekend, we remind ourselves that the holiday is more than the last long weekend of summer. That Labor Day was created to pay tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers. We thank you, Holy One, for those whose labor keeps our community and our country running. We thank you for giving us meaningful work to do, work that makes a difference in the world. We pray for all workers that they would receive fair compensation and treatment in their labor. Help us to be a country where honest work enables people to have a decent standard of living for their families. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we lay before you this morning the concerns and joys of our congregation, both those we express aloud and those unspoken ones in our hearts. We pray today for all those who are ill or lonely, for those who worry for themselves or others, and for those who have suffered losses. Especially this morning, we pray for Andrew Dion, who is hospitalized at Mass General Hospital after having surgery. And we pray too for his mom, Kristen, and dad, Brian, and older sister, Kaylin, as well as for his grandparents, Bob and Edith Burge, as they walk with Andrew through this time. We pray for Andrew's return to health and for peace of mind for all of them. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray too for Jeff Carver, who has been diagnosed with pulmonary stenosis and is learning to live with and keep under control a disease that cannot be cured. Be with him as he works with his doctors to maintain his quality of life. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask your blessing on my brother Charlie, who is recuperating from surgery for a life-threatening infection that was destroying the bones in his spine. Be with him during the long recovery period as he fights the infection and heals from the surgery. May each day bring him a lessening of pain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray this morning for Betty Rich's friend Linda, who lost her mother on her birthday and is having a hard time with grief, and for their son and daughter-in-law, Travis and Kate, who celebrated their fourth anniversary this week. We pray too with gratitude that Betty's biopsy went better than she had expected, with thanks for the prayers and support she has received. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Mike Rich's friend Bernie, who is suffering from anxiety, significant aortic arteriosclerosis, and worsening dementia. We ask that you surround Bernie with your love and bring him comfort, hope, and peace of mind. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray too for the family of Wendy Walker Douglas, who passed away from breast cancer this last week. Surround this family with your love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We continue to pray for people in our community who are dealing with illness. We ask your blessing, Holy One, on Kate Lindheim and Chickie Olson as they continue their chemotherapy treatments, and on Cindy Manson, who has finished chemotherapy and is looking at the next steps in her cancer treatment. We pray for Maria Zakaria as she continues to face serious health challenges, and for Margaret Berman as she continues her physical therapy and is working to get back on her feet. Give all of them peace, strength, and the love and support of the community. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray today too for our pastor, Leah, with gratitude and thanks for her leadership of the church and for her pastoral care for the people of this congregation. Grant her some well-earned rest and recreation and refresh her for the start of the new church program year. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray for our community and our world. We pray for an end to the war in Ukraine and to violence, aggression, and strife in all places where there is conflict. We ask your blessing on all those affected by drought in our region and around the world. And we pray particularly this morning for the people of Pakistan, where one-third of the country is underwater and 33 million people are displaced. Be with them, Holy One, in this crisis of immense proportions, and at the same time help us to find the political will both to help the Pakistani people and to work to end the climate crisis. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we pray for all the things we have not said aloud, knowing that you hear us, whether we speak or stay silent. Let us pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us joyfully give back to God a portion of our resources in gratitude for all that God has given us. If you'd like to financially support the ministries of Park Avenue Congregational Church, you may leave your offering in the plate by the back door by the back of the sanctuary, or give online by clicking on the link in your digital bulletin or going to our website. Please take a moment, if you haven't already done so, to sign the clipboards on the inside of each aisle so that we may greet our neighbors by name. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Bless these, our gifts, O Lord, that they might enable us to do your work, uplifting and sustaining all your people. Amen. This morning's Hebrew reading is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 90, verses 16 and 17. Let your beautiful work be manifest to us, your servants, and your glorious power to our children. And let the loveliness of our Lord, our God, rest on us, confirming the work that we do. Oh yes, affirm the work that we do. This morning's epistle reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it, as done for the Lord and not for your masters, since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You serve the Lord Jesus.
As many of you know, we have a long tradition of having hymn sings on a Sunday like this when Leah isn't able to be with us because she's on vacation. This is the first time we've had a hymn sing where people were in the sanctuary and online. And it turns out it's harder to plan for one for both because the people in the sanctuary have their hymnals, but the people online don't. And so what we did was Andy chose five hymns that we always choose for hymn sing. Somebody always wants one or another of the five that she chose. And then we're going to take two choices from the sanctuary and two choices from online. And we're going to scramble. Cindy, our online usher, is going to scramble to find the words for the online people of the ones that we choose. So let's choose the extra ones now, and that'll give a few minutes to find the words for the people online. And I don't know any way to make it more fair than just say, raise your hand, and the first person I see, I'll take their hymn choice. Meredith? The blue hymnal, number 21, We Gather Together. Meredith likes verses 1 and 3, Andy. All right, just a second. Blue 21. Is anyone else here? Betty? Red 206. Did I get the number right? Morning Has Broken.
Oh, that's already on our list.
Andy, what was that?
I think that's already on our list.
Apparently that's already on our list, Betty. Because it is a hymn that people love. Okay, Sharon?
Oh,
okay. 206, Lord of the Dance. Lord of the Dance. All right, red 206. All right. Andy, I will go check with Cindy and find out what hymns have been chosen online and get back to you with those numbers. Thanks, everybody.
So just to clarify, we'll begin singing the five that are already in your bulletin. And then the ones that we just chose, we'll add at the end. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Might as well tell everybody and not just Andy. The online people have set a kind of a high bar for this hymn sing. They have chosen a song that I can't find in either hymnal. They would like to sing, "This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land," from California to the New York Island. And they wonder, since you don't have the music, could you just lead everybody singing it? Is it familiar enough? I have the words on the phone if you need a reminder.
Okay. So is that the next one after Blue 206?
I think so. Well, how about Blue 21, Red 206, "This Land Is Your Land." And then online people want to end with "America the Beautiful," Blue 440. So feel free to say you don't want to take that challenge. They're on my phone, so when you need them, I've got the words.
Okay. All right, Blue 21, we gather together. Red 206, and we're going to do verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
find a good key. Okay. Yes.
All righty.
Thank you, Linda. Whoopsie. I think I know the words. Here's our starting note. You can be humming to get ready. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. I saw above me that endless skyway, and saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, one more, and followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Islands, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Blue 440, America the Beautiful, and verses 1 and 2, Linda? Verses 1 and 2. Thank you all for your hymn selections. That was fun. I hope you all enjoyed singing. I will agree with Linda. It's a little different with everybody spaced out in the congregation and a lot of people online, but hope you got to sing and hear some of your favorites. And now we move to our closing
As we go about our lives this Labor Day weekend and all days, remember those whose labors have been unrewarded and those whose rewards do not match their labors. Let us bind to each other and unwrap our own righteousness toward the work of justice for all people. Go in peace.